You guys, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books was nominated for a Webby Award, which is this really prestigious award that I am dying to win. And there's a People's Voice component, and you can vote and get me from number two, second place, to first place. But you have to vote. Please go to vote.webbys.com. Vote.webbys.com, but it's kind of complicated, so it might be easier just to go to zibbyowens.com or my Instagram at zibbyowens, where it'll always be in my stories and it's in one of those little circle highlights. Please, please, please vote. Voting ends April 18th and I'm in second place, so please vote for best individual episode, talk show, interview show. Thank you so much.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. If you like this podcast, you will love my new anthology called Moms Don't Have Time to Have Kids. Check it out, and you'll hear from 49 authors about all sorts of things moms don't have time to do. All the authors have been on this podcast. Also, check out my TikTok, at With Zibby and Tracy, my other podcast, Sex Talk with Zibby and Tracy. Check out Moms Don't Have Time to Write on Medium. And of course, my new publishing company called Zibby Books. And now back to our daily author interview site and a quick hello from some of my kids.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Enjoy the show. Jenny Judson and Danielle Mahfood are the co-authors of The Last Season. The Last Season is a collaboration between Jenny and Danielle, who met in high school and shared a mutual love of historical fiction and romance novels. Instead of passing notes in class, Jenny and Danielle would write short excerpts from imaginary novels that featured themselves and their classmates as characters caught up in tales of romance and adventure. Many years later, after cheering for opposite teams at Harvard-Yale games, they came together in New York City to begin writing The Last Season, inspired both by the Victorian period and the financial crisis of 2008. And by the way, Danielle is one of my best friends from college, so there you go. Welcome, Jenny and Danielle, to Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. I am mortified because, well, first of all, Jenny and Danielle, I have known for decades at this point. I have been so looking forward to this podcast. I enthusiastically jumped in and realized after 10 minutes that I never pressed record, which has only happened to me once before in like 900 episodes, and I am mortified. So we had a really great conversation. So I'm going to summarize a few things, and then we're going to like delve into it. And they're going to tell you more about their book. Their book is called The Last Season, which I said in the bio. But, well, okay, I'm going to ask the opening questions, and then I'm going to summarize some of the stuff we talked about. Okay, Jenny and Danielle. Tell me what this book is about and what inspired you to write it, and tell us about the 11 years it took for you guys to write this together.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
It's a work of historical fiction. It is a novel about two people from very different stations in life, set in the 1860s and 1870s. It revolves around a financial crisis. And so it is a story of rising and falling fortunes, but at its core, it is a love story.
Yeah. And so our inspiration began a very, very long time ago. Jenny and I went to high school together and we took a particular class called human physiology, where we dissected hearts and, you know, took blood pressure. And in the class, we might've gotten a little bit bored. And when we got bored, Jenny actually one day just decided to write me a note, but it wasn't a regular note. It was a little novella, which featured me as the heroine and the guy I had a crush on the time as the hero. And you know, there was a beach, there were horses. It was amazing. It ended up in a boy's dorm eventually. And so that's kind of how it all began. That was the joke between us that we would write a romance novel together. And fast forward many, many years later, we went to go see The Young Victoria. And when we walked out of the movie, I said, we are doing it. We're writing our book. We marched right over to a bookstore, took a look at the novels on the shelves and saw that the Victorian period wasn't well written about, and decided that was the beginning of our journey. And that was, as you said, to be 11 years ago, which we can't believe.
Oh my gosh. And I mentioned before, but just no matter what you guys were doing, you were so committed to the times that you blocked off with each other. Like, well, now I'm going to do this. And now Jenny and I are going to work on this. And I was saying, I felt this sense of like pride because I've watched you guys, you know, I've heard about it for so long, that now the fact that we can, that you have it and it's out and that it's good is like amazing. And I was joking with you earlier that like, I was so afraid when I got the book that it wouldn't be good or I wouldn't like it. And like, what would I do then? But thank God it's really good. So I wasn't really worried. I assumed it would be good, but you never know. So it was good. And one thing that I thought you did so well is, obviously, you guys are super smart. You went to Yale and Harvard, and you just happen to be smart, amazing, accomplished women and have other jobs and all this stuff. And so you have all the background and all the history, but you didn't overly share it. And so it didn't take the reader ever out of the narrative. So tell me a little bit about the research and how you got it to this point where, you know, nothing was thrown in gratuitously and there were no distractions.
We did a fair amount of research along the way. I mean, like, there's great material for the Victorian era. Lots of documents are still out there, and so much of it is online now that you can really access it. So we had maps, we had primary documents. Danielle found this prospectus for an investment, and that investment kind of becomes the center of the sort of financial turn. It's the investment on which the plot pivots. When Danielle found it, she was like, this, look at this. And I looked at it. I was like, this sounds like a great investment. And she was like, no, this is terrible.
I'm in financial services. So I was like, can you believe the way they wrote this? I mean, it actually says you can't lose your money. And Jenny was like, I wouldn't be able to lose my money. This is awesome. I was like, no, you're not the same.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Wow, that is crazy. Yeah,
really fun to do all that research and bring the reader into the period.
And how did you two work together so well to make the voice not seem like it was you, or, you know, which one? Yeah, I know you mentioned that originally you each took a piece, and I was trying to guess at who which characters you each wrote originally. How did you get it to this point where it's so seamless?
So we originally conceived of the novel as a first-person narrative from three perspectives, right? So I was the governess, Miss Fairfax, which I think was in keeping with who I was at the time. And Jenny was Cassandra, and we both split Crispin's character. And it really helped. We kind of, you know, we assigned, you know, sections, assigned scenes, went off, did our homework, wrote the scenes, and brought it back together. And then we would use Skype or Zoom, eventually Zoom, first Skype, then Zoom, to talk it out and read it to each other. And by doing that, we were able to really smooth out the voice. And so, you know, many people have, you know, even our first readers said, wow, it absolutely feels like it's the same person writing it. And that's what helped us, that reading it aloud.
And so do you both read a lot of historical fiction? Have you always loved historical fiction, or like, why this genre?
Yeah, I mean, I think both of us are avid readers. We have slightly different tastes in our reading, although there are some major overlaps. Like, we're huge Jane Austen fans, you know, like she's like heroine of for both of us. But I think, like, I tend to read a lot of historical fiction. I'm very much a fiction reader. If I'm at a bookstore, I always gravitate towards the fiction section. I also love the classics too, you know, Charles Dickens, Anthony Trollope, those types of like book, you know, doorstopper books. And then I think we love romance, but Danielle is a little bit more the romance expert.
Yeah. I mean, I am the romance expert. So basically, is on the high literary fiction. Obviously love Jane Austen. I mean, I probably reread and rewatch the BBC version of Pride and Prejudice at least once or twice a year. It's phenomenal. But yes, I have definitely been known to read some of the bodice rippers, as they're called, in the past. I think that's what's interesting about our book is people kind of can't really pin it down. Sometimes it feels like romance, sometimes it feels like historical fiction, but we really feel that it is the kind of book we want to read, right? So like we wrote the book we would want to read. So not too much of the bodice ripper, and to me, not too enough of a, you know, light read to be sitting on a beach and enjoying it. So that's really what we wrote. But yeah, I read a lot, although, you know, I think Jenny and I have slightly different tastes, but we're both big readers.
Wow. And sometimes Danielle will like try to, you know, like we'll try to persuade each other to read these books. Like there's this book, Catherine, that Danielle has been trying to get me to read forever. She's like, it's the most romantic book. And, you know, so we'll have these conversations back and forth about, you know, you should read this. No, you should read that.
Yes, but she still won't read it, but it's okay. You know,
I will eventually. I will.
maybe you'll listen to it one day.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. I feel like you should have your own podcast, Danielle, called I Am the Romance Expert. Like, that's so great. Right? I mean, you could talk about romance books, but you could really just like interview people, or you could read. I don't know. I think you should think about it. It was hilarious. It's great. You know, you have a great voice for it too. So I don't know. In your spare time, when you're not raising your children and working your day job and selling a book, and you know. So tell me a little bit about the publication. Like, you talked about working with an editor to sort of fine-tune the book. When did you know you were even ready to try to sell it? And how do you feel now that you're on the other side of things?
So I think what's funny is when we started writing this book, it was just when digital publishing was even coming out, right? Really, people were finally like even looking at Kindles or even knowing what a Kindle was right when we started writing the book. And I think I had always thought to myself, we'll just probably e-publish because, you know, are we really ever going to get an agent and have to go through this process, which is, you know, pretty overwhelming, you know, as you know, Zibby, as we've discussed, it's a really overwhelming process. So we finished the book and we were given the advice that since we first-time authors, we might want to look at getting an editor to read it, at the book doctor. So we worked with a book doctor to help us smooth it out. And then after that, we were ready to go for an agent. We were really lucky in finding an agent. Actually, just through friends, we went out to 4 different people. And, you know, one of them, you know, took a chance on us. Kimberly is amazing. And we worked with her a lot on the book and sort of getting it ready for publication. And then there was that process where, you know, it was completely out of our hands and she's shopping it around to whoever she's shopping it around to. And, you know, Jenny and I joke that she definitely sent us some rejections. We think maybe there was a lot more that probably came in that she didn't send us.
We think she protected us a little bit from the bad news, which she's so sweet. I mean, she's been truly amazing. But it's interesting to me in the process of writing a book. Like, we had a full manuscript. You know, it's taken us essentially 11 years, as you said. But we had a full manuscript probably at year 6. You know, and then a lot of that is, you know, there's a huge editing process. There's a huge amount of time spent trying to figure out who you're, you know, can you get an editor? Can you get a publisher? And that took time.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLaughlin. Jay McLaughlin is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLaughlin and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLaughlin stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLaughlin's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLaughlin's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLaughlin. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLaughlin is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLaughlin. Thanks so much.
Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast, and those plans are the opposite of quiet. The cat may be disruptive, but it turns out he's also a great help to get Fish out of all kinds of predicaments. Bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes, the Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. So sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Absolutely. The moment we found out, Jenny and I will like never forget, Kimberly sent us this like cryptic email, and we were both in Nantucket for the summer. And it was just like, I might have good news for you. Wait until next week. And then that was when it all began. And then the following week she called us and was like, we have a book deal. And it was absolutely so exciting. And I think I texted you like right then, Zibby, to be like, oh, we have a book deal.
I was so excited. I'm like, I have been so excited about every step of your journey. And yeah, it's just been so neat. As I said, seeing all the hard work pay off and that you just didn't give up when you so easily could have. You so easily could have just said, that was really fun, but now life has gotten in the way or whatever. And you just stayed so committed to your project together. I mean, don't you feel like it's enhanced your friendship too? Like, don't you feel like there's some ancillary benefits to it?
Oh my God, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think there were times that we both sort of fell away from it and then brought each other back to it. Me probably more than Danielle. Like, I was like, ooh, are we really going to do this? And she was like, no, we're going to do this. And here's the calendar. And we're going to stick to it. I actually remember at my wedding, Danielle mentioned this book in the toast. And I was sort of cringing because I thought, oh gosh, now she's announced it to all these people. We sort of have to do it. Are we really going to do this? And then, you know, but she kept us going and it's been great. It has been so much fun. It's been an escape from time to time, like a needed escape. And it's also... But it's also been just a pleasure. I think all in all, we have kept it as a fun thing to do. And I think that's really important. Like it's a fun project.
Yeah. I mean, I think absolutely the escape factor for us has helped us keep it light and not take ourselves too seriously. And what's happened, absolutely, our friendship has grown so much from this. But in addition, I think that, you know, the people that kept us going along the way were people like you, Zibi, right? People who were like, oh, that's great. How's the project going, right? How's this going, right? Or, you know, you're at a cocktail party and someone's like, oh, like, I remember you told me last time I saw you 6 months ago that you were working on a book. How's that going? Just the fact that we sort of talked about it and got people talking about it helped us keep going. And that's what's made it so much better to have these people, like, I don't know, probably mentioned earlier, like a friend sitting on a beach in Mexico, you know, sending us a photo of her reading the book and saying how much she's enjoying it. That's really what's, that's been such an amazing feeling to hear that and see that from our friends.
Wow. It's been a little bit of like peer pressure and cheerleading. They kind of come together.
I feel like you guys have, it's almost like you get a leg up on when you work with when you do it together. Like, I was just listening to what you're saying and how hard it is for people to stay committed to a project. Like, when it's just something you're trying to do, it's so easy to put that aside, right? I feel like there's so many creative things we all want to do. Like, it's hard to justify making the time for these intellectual creative pursuits when life is so busy. But I feel like, and I feel like for people listening, if you're still, you know, if you're following what I'm saying, even though I'm not making any sense, like, if the thing you need to do is the commitment level, if you get a friend that, even if nothing happens with the book, you're going to have fun with your friend and you're going to be doing something with your mind. And there's like no downside to it, right?
Absolutely no downside. So for years, Jenny and I would, you know, as you know, Zibi, we would, you know, be writing, go off the next morning. I'd be out late one night and the next morning, oh, 10 a.m. I got to work with Jenny and do my writing. And we would actually for years just be, you know, away together on a trip and take photos. Like, I mean, I'm talking 5 years ago, we take pictures of ourselves together being like, one day we'll be published authors and we'll use this photo. And I mean, it was a joke. And what I think is so funny is, and you know, Jenny said earlier that she kind of was like, I don't believe this. Are we really going to do this? And now but I was pushing her the whole way through. And now I'm like, did we really do this? I think that for me, it's like when it's a reality, I can't believe it. But when it was just a dream, I get behind it. I mean, I'm still behind it, but now I can't believe it. And wrapping my own head around the fact that people, you know, we're the authors now. Like, we're the people some people want to talk about our content, or about our book, about our story. So it's been really fun.
That's so cool. It's just the coolest. So are you going to keep going? Are you going to write another book together? What are you thinking?
I think we are. I mean, I think we've been bitten by this bug and the writing bug, let's call it. But it is at about year four, we were writing and there was a character, Archie, who's kind of a side character, a friend. And both of us kind of developed a crush on him. If we write another one, we're going to write about Archie. And now that we've come to this point in the process, we have a number of people have asked, you know, are you going to write another one? And so we'd been talking about it, but again, it now feels a little more real. Like, oh yeah, I think we can. I think we will.
Yeah. And we have ideas for it. So actually last weekend we were up in Nantucket doing a signing at Mitchell's bookstore, and we were, you know, having dinner, having a few glasses of wine. We started talking through exactly how Archie's story will begin. And so we've been talking about this for probably the last 2 months, but it started to, for me, it became real in that moment. And I started to envision the scenes. And that to me is actually the most fun part of the writing process, is where you like have your idea. And in your head, you start to think of the way the scene's going to play out and then just sit down and write. It's like a tremendous escape, but it got me excited again because, you know, I mean, I'm sure you know this, Zibi, like editing is not that fun, so, but writing is really fun. And it's just been this like great sort of moment for us to come to this point to think, oh my gosh, we're going to take this character and follow his story.
Yesterday morning, I woke up to text messages from two of my close college friends who had just finished the book, and they were giving me ideas. They're like, oh, you should do this. You should do this. You should do this. So they have, it's great to hear from readers, particularly friends who are readers, saying like, oh, I want you to take this character. How about this storyline?
You know how they say when people are cooking, you can tell the emotion that they have while they're cooking? Like, if people are in a horrible mood trying to make you a meal and they serve it to you, like, the food's just not going to taste as good as if they're laughing and joking and in the best mood and they make you a meal. Like, the food itself is going to feel different. I feel like that's like with this book. Like, you two had fun doing it And when you read it, you feel a little bit of that, right? You feel the fun and the playfulness and the joy. It's like contagious. So it's like you feel a part of something. So anyway, I'm glad you guys had fun doing it. I hope you have fun doing another book. I love it. And I want to watch the movie of this. I want this to be like a series, another Downton Abbey-ish series. I'm very excited. I wanted more details on the accident. I wanted like a medical diagnosis and like the full-on medical report. Like next, you know, in the movie, I want the medical lingo or something. You know, I need more. But yeah, I feel like that needs to happen as well. So congratulations. I'm so excited for you. I hope everybody reads The Last Season and takes it on vacation and uses it as a vacation no matter where you are in life, because it's really great and just so exciting to support you guys after all you've gone through to get this out in the world.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so
much.
Yay. Thank you. I feel like we're talking over each other. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
And sorry for being unprofessional and missing the first 10 minutes the first time, but you know, we got different places this time, so all good.
It was awesome.
For having
Thank
us.
You.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.